The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is a Monday edition, and I thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Thank you for joining me. Hope you had a good weekend, and especially I hope the mothers in our audience had a wonderful weekend. These are unusual, strange, and difficult times. You know, Mother's Day, usually you go out to a nice place to eat, get the family together. Hardly any of that was possible. Churches get together, flowers or some kind of gift is given to the mothers. That didn't happen. And I really feel bad for the mothers who were not honored as we normally have the opportunity and the privilege to do so. And on Friday, I can't believe that I didn't do this. Every year, the Friday before Mother's Day, I open the phone lines and give people an opportunity to give tribute to their mother or a mother, whether their mother is alive or has passed on. And I didn't do it on Friday. And I just felt terrible. So I'll mention it a few times during the day today. I know that it was yesterday, but I'd love to give you the opportunity to give a tribute to your mother, a mother, whether your mother is living or not, whether your mother is able to hear on the radio or not. So my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'm a day late, but that's okay. I would still love to open the phone lines to give you the opportunity to give a tribute to your mother. And I've got all kinds of things to report today. There's no way we're going to get through all of the stories. I've got a deep, deep stack, all kinds of updates to share, some COVID-19 things. And once again, we are learning. This thing was hyped way beyond reality. Serious, yes. There's no doubt about it. It should have and still should be considered serious, but it has been blown way, way, way out of proportion, and absolutely unnecessary fear and, in some cases, hysteria has been put into the hearts and lives of American citizens. And the role of the news media, in many cases, I think is just shameful. But anyway, we'll get to that. Now, let me start off by just giving a little tribute to two very special women in my life. My mother has been gone now a couple of years. She made it to 95. What an incredible woman she was. One of the most godly women I have ever known. Her love for God was so deep, so incredibly deep and fervent. From the earliest days of my childhood, I remember a mother who just loved Jesus. Had a mother who, back in the days when you could go to prison, smuggle Bibles into communist China. Back in the days when you could go to prison, smuggle Bibles into the old Soviet Union. Traveling by herself, smuggling Bibles. If you have ever used the resurrection eggs on Easter, you know, the egg crate with the plastic eggs, you put something in them, you tell the Easter story. My mother invented that. No, I'm telling you the truth. She never got credit. And now they have sold millions and millions and millions of those. Somebody actually copyrighted it. But my mother was the inventor. It's true. And she lived to be 95. What a sweet, precious saint of God she was. And I miss her. And then, my dear wife. Now, I don't know how many of you know a lot about Joy and I. We have three children, all adopted. And not only adopted, we have three children, and their birthdays are 4 weeks apart to the day. We adopted our son at birth, came to our home 4 days after he was born. And then when he was five, we adopted five-year-old twins, and their birthdays were 4 weeks to the day after our son. So from the age of five, we basically had triplets. Now, children that close in age provide unusual and unique challenges. Adopted children. Adoption is a wonderful, precious, glorious thing. But it provides unusual challenges, all kinds, and I'm not going to go into all of them, but there are just numerous, almost innumerable challenges for adopted parents and adopted kids, feelings of rejection, adjustment, just so many challenges. And all parents are special. All mothers are special. But adoptive mothers are absolutely special and unique. And I've had two mothers in my life that were unbelievably godly. My mother and the mother of my children. God has given my wife just unique insight into Scripture and spiritual insight. She has spiritual intuition that I don't have. Most of you know I pastored for 25 years. God gave us a wonderful ministry over in Westerville. And some of the greatest mistakes I ever made in my ministry was not paying attention to my wife's spiritual intuition. I made a couple of terrible mistakes in hiring staff members. My wife is a wonderful, submissive wife, but she's not a doormat by any means. She's a very strong-willed woman, and in a kind, submissive way, warned me. Yeah, I didn't listen and paid the price. She has loved our children unconditionally from the day they came into our home, and again, with all the unique challenges of adoptive mothers. She has written a book that is impacting hundreds and hundreds of people. And by the way, if you don't have her book, My Shadows of Death, ladies especially, you've got to get her book. It is powerful, and I mean that. And then God led us to found our little ministry, Crosspower Ministries, over 20 years ago now. And she is in every way a co-founder of that ministry. And God continues to use her in marvelous ways, and what a help meet she is for me. So my tribute to the two very special mothers in my life, my mother and the mother of my children. I am a blessed man, a blessed, blessed man. All right, like I said, I have all kinds of stories to share, and I will, but I'd love to give you the opportunity to give tribute to your mother. If your mother is living, who knows how many more opportunities you will have to give her a tribute. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. I'm going to go to the phones. I got Mark waiting, but first, a program note. If you were listening on Friday, I told you that, and I believe I said this, Lord willing, we will have Speaker of the House Larry Householder today at 5 o'clock. Well, he was scheduled. The operative word is was. About a half hour before we went on the air, I got a note from his personal assistant. Due to circumstances beyond our control, the speaker will not be able to be with you. I don't know what the circumstances are, and I'm not going to question, but we are trying to reschedule as soon as possible. All right? So I was anticipating Larry Householder, Speaker of the House, being with us at 5 o'clock. Right now, that's not going to happen, but we are working diligently to reschedule it as soon as possible. I will let you know as soon as that comes about, but I wanted you to know. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Mark in Columbus. Mark, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I was thinking to myself, it's the story of my life. I've got Mark waiting, but first. It's always that way. But first.
Well, you know, if you slip me 10, 20 bucks before we go on the air, I could take care of that, you know?
Wait. Yeah, you mean another 20? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, another 20.
Oh, boy. So, let's see. I know what I was going to say. Believe it or not, I was thinking, you know, yesterday I was thinking to myself, I'm going to call Bob tomorrow, and the weather forecast says it's going to be a nice day. And what a disappointment. It just can't, because, you know, you're inside and I'm outside.
I am nice and toasty inside.
Yeah, you are.
All right, what's on your mind?
Okay, so I get... So, yeah, I mean, I was listening to our church, our pastor's sermon yesterday, and he told us that the word where it talks about Adam having a helpmeet made for him in Genesis, that the word help in that context is used 17 times, I believe he said, to refer to God. I may be getting my numbers wrong, but it's close to that. And it means, you know, it means help, you know, such a help in times of trouble. So the Hebrew word for help when it refers to God, well, how can you say that that's derogatory in any way to use it for a woman being the helpmeet for the man? It's you know, it's a wonderful way to say, my word, that the Lord, the same word that they use for the Lord, they use for the woman that is to be, that is a helpmeet for the man.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting, Mark, that Scripture is very clear. Everybody talks about a help mate. They misquote that. It's a help meet. A help that is meet, just right. In other words, Eve was this just right person for Adam. She was created just right for him, to help him and for them to be complementary to each other. So that's cool truth, man. That's great.
That is another great point.
Yeah.
And well, my mother, you know, I don't want anybody to get me wrong here. When, you know, somebody says, well, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. And I don't mean that I don't have anything good to say about my mother. I got a lot good to say about my mother, but there's a lot of people that, you know, they'll dog their mother, dog their father, because, you know, things weren't just right. Well, man, you can't say that anybody in your relationship is going to be just right. They don't do everything right. Nobody that you know except God does anything right, does everything right. So, you know, my mother was an awesome mother, and I'm so blessed that she's still alive so that I can continue to show her honor and respect and even ratchet it up. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly, you know, what you're saying.
And then my wife, boy, you talk about a blessing. You talk about God giving you just what you need. And like you say, strong-willed, you know, but submissive. Sometimes a little more of one than the other. I won't say which one. But anyway, just right for me.
Just right. Well, that was one of the most profound things I discovered, that it doesn't say a help mate. It's a help meet. Animals have mates. We have help meets that are meet for us, just right for us. And I do believe, Mark, God gives us just what we need. Mark, thanks. I appreciate it. God bless you. Thanks for calling. All right, quick break. Gives me a phone line available for you if you'd like to call and give a tribute to your mother. I know it's a day after Mother's Day, but still appropriate.